it's special. It's a new year, you know. We got a whole another mindset. You know, we're even more hungry for the guys who were here last year that, you know, came up a little bit short. And we're just happy to be back.
And what do you do to make sure you kind of get over the hump this year?
We just got to keep playing how we've been playing, stay aggressive. I feel like we focus in defensively and guard the way we know we can guard and rebound. I feel like offense will take care of itself, and we'll be moving on.
Is there really a change in how you've been playing, or did you guys just kind of take another gear?
I think we just kind of took another gear. We got a whole another mindset. I really believe that TCU loss kind of opened us up and realized that it could be over really soon, and we locked in and been locked in defensively.
You guys certainly ran through passing lanes and everything better. Points off turnovers were outstanding the other night. Is that next level of defense you've been talking about? The coach is always emphasizing that. Did you guys finally hit a mark he's maybe more comfortable with in that regard?
I think just being aggressive defensively, not even offensively, just, you know, playing the passing lanes, you know, helping each other, rotating, getting steals. The way we trapped the post last night and got turnovers, and when we get turnovers and it lead to easy buckets, and, you know, it kind of just give us that energy, and we kind of just feed off of it.
Devontae, you mentioned energy. How much did the environment here, the home crowd, basically help you guys?
That's huge. You know, you can't even put it into words. It's just like playing at home. You know, when the crowd's into it and we're getting easy buckets, like I said, and then feeding off the crowd's energy, it just turns us up defensively.
Devontae, how athletic is Oregon compared to other teams you've seen on film? Because you guys, that's one of your strengths. Do they get close to matching you guys athletically?
Definitely. They're real athletic. You know, their bigs go up and catch lobs, and they get out and transition and run just like we do. You know, and they play to their athletic ability really well, as far as what I've seen on film.
What did coming so close to the Final Four last year do to your mentality entering this season?
Just wanted to come in this season even more aggressive. You know, looking to score more, being more vocal leader. You know, me and Frank, we always talking to each other about, you know, getting back to this game right here and trying to get over that hump and make it to the Final Four, and we're back. So, you know, we're just even more hungry.
Devontae, talk about the trust that you had last night when you made the suggestion to yourself to bring Purdue's bigs out closer to the three-point line to get them to where they're not going to be able to now and stop you guys from penetrating it that much. How does something like that work, that relationship?
Well, it was just, you know, something that I seen on the court, just, you know, being out there. I remember Swanigan had switched on me one time, and they had just clogged the lane, and I had nowhere to go, so I took a contested three, and he kind of got on me about it, and I told him that the lane was clogged. At halftime, me and Frank was actually talking about, you know, moving the ball screen out higher so that we could come down with a full head of steam and attack Swanigan or Haas. And then we just suggested it to coach, and then it helped us out late. It'll be a dream come true. You know, growing up, you always watch the NCAA tournament and see the guys going to the Final Four, and, you know, all the fans. You know, I know Jayhawk Nation will love it, and it'll just be a blessing, you know, just to have my family here and them being able to be a part of something like that.
How would you describe how you used not getting there last year? I mean, was that an overriding?
What was the question again?
How you used being a step short with the Final Four? I mean, was that an overriding kind of theme in the back of your mind all year?
Oh, it was just a motivating factor. You know, once you feel like something is so close and then it just slips away, you know, it just motivates you to work harder and try to get back to that point and, you know, overcome it.
It's about that game and kind of a bizarre play last year against Villanova. How long did that particular foul stick with you?
I think for about a month. You know, it was real hard, you know, dealing with that and knowing that I fouled out in such a vital moment of the game. And it was tough to get over, but it was a whole 365 days ago.